So we're going to try to catch up with Matt Whitcomb, coach of the women's team, the women's U.S. team. Just get his impressions on the race today and what's coming up ahead at the Tour de Ski.
Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Yeah, we're driving towards Falmastair, Switzerland. There's a skate sprint, and we're going to stop about two-thirds of the way in Memmingen, Germany, just to make sure we get a good night's sleep and a relaxing morning.
Right.
And we'll get up tomorrow. Casually send the cargo truck with a couple of techs and athletes and a couple of vehicles about an hour after them.
Okay, so it's the Tour de Ski caravan once again.
Yeah, exactly. It's we're driving down Autobahn 7 south right now towards Ulm, and you know every car that goes flying by us is an official vehicle of the FIS or German team, or you know it's kind of a. Everybody on this road is from the Tour de Ski.
It must be a logistical, quite a bit of a logistical coordination to make it all happen, eh?
It definitely is, yeah. It's, they try and make it as easy and as flowing as possible, but there are hurdles every step of the way each day, but make it fun, too. So.
Yeah, sure. It's part of the excitement.
A little break like this in the schedule where it's just something totally different.
So let's talk a little bit about today. A pretty good day overall for the team, and a pretty good start to the Tour de Ski. Would have been nice to see Keegan do a little bit better, but I think she had a pretty good race overall. Talk about today.
Yeah, we had an okay day today for sure. I'm absolutely pleased coming out of the second day of the Tour, the conditions we're in. We had a general sort of trend of moving backward a couple places today, which is fine. We had an outstanding day yesterday, but it was nice that Jesse and Noah, who struggled yesterday, moved up significantly today. So, you know, everybody's in good position going into day three in Switzerland. We're really excited. Nobody's bummed at all about the day.
Very good. I mean, it was noticeable to see both Noah and Jesse move up, and Liz more or less held her own. And but it's a very strong start. Is everybody healthy?
Everybody's healthy. We had a little crash in the guys' race. Bird went down on the coming over the top of the course and ended up crashing into a fence and has a contusion in his shoulder. But we got some help from the Canadian's osteopath and. She doesn't think that there's any need for x-rays or anything beyond just monitoring it day to day. She thinks he can jog easy tomorrow and race on the following day. So, but he definitely had a tight arm following the race today. He had quite a catastrophic crash that took him out of the race, but was able to finish under quite a bit of pain and put together a decent race considering everything.
I saw him at the end of the race on Eurosport, but there was no didn't see anything about the crash, so it's good to hear that he's okay and his recovery should be smooth. Nice that he has a day off tomorrow.
Yeah, it definitely is nice timing. I think everybody's ready for day off. It's you know, we haven't been over here in this time zone for too long, so hit us with a couple of races and we'll take the rest gladly.
Right. So going into the sprint, obviously it's a key race for Keegan, and she can gain back some space or some spots. Is that the strategy going forward?
Yeah, you know it'll be the second day of Keegan being 30 years old, and she's going to be coming into it with a huge head of steam. Certainly had a decent race today, but she knows it's a lot more fun to be on that top step. So she's been looking forward to this race in Falmastair for a long time, and we have just to go see a new venue. It'll be exciting.
Yep. She emailed and mentioned it was her birthday, and I forgot, but I do remember one year she was mentioning that when she came into the stadium, they played it on the music. The musicians threw on some birthday music for her, so that's
yeah. They definitely like to make a big deal out of things like that, which one day for us.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Matt, that's great. We are excited to see where the team is at, and we hope that the rest of the tour is going to work out well for you guys, and enjoy your day off and your New Year's, and we'll catch up again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Benjamin. It's good to talk to you. We're feeling really good about everything, and it's going to be an exciting week ahead.
We're looking forward to seeing you guys on the top step again. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We'll be back.
Take care.